in John chapter 17, verse 11, Jesus is praying for the disciples, and he says that they may be one as we are one. Does unity matter to you? Does unity with other brothers and sisters in Christ matter to you? Would this be on the list of your prayer priorities if it were the night before your death? You see, this is not unity at all cost. This is unity in God's name as He reveals Himself in His Word. And this is why doctrine is so important. Believers cannot have unity unless there is an understanding and agreement on who God is and how He has revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. We're not talking about a unity in worship style or in ministry methods or in dress. We're speaking of a unity in core truth. That's why when you join a church, hopefully you were given a copy of their doctrinal statement. You have to agree with that. Those are core truths. We must be unified in those areas, or we really have no unity at all. Truth given from God is what binds God's people together and is the purpose for God's keeping and preserving us. Keep them in your name so that they may be one as we are one. So this is not, why can't we all just get along and be happy with one another and our differences? Absolutely not. This is, we must believe certain truths about who God is and what God has done, or we have nothing in common at all. This is a lesson for us that, as followers of Christ, we must become better students of theology and doctrine day by day. Today, when you pray, please pray for Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Safwa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.